We're joined by the head coach of the New York Giants, Ben McAdoo. And, Coach, obviously a tough week for you guys in the fact that limited time for preparation. How did you handle it this week getting ready for the Thursday game?
Yeah, it's a fast turnaround, but on Monday we came in, we dusted off the KC film, made sure we got that corrected, and moved on quickly to Washington. A lot of mental work this week, not a lot of speed work, and the players responded well, and we're excited to go out there and play the game.
Coach, you look at the Redskins, they're a division rival, but they've got players on both sides of the ball that can really cause problems. They normally are guys of concern, like a Ryan Kerrigan. What do you guys have to do from an offensive line standpoint?
Yeah, we have to change things up. You just can't let them tee off on the tackles all day, whether you give the tackles a little bit of help, change up the cadence, and we have some other things we can do. I'm not going to give up all our tricks, but we have some things to do to try to slow him down. He is a tremendous player. They have about four different guys on the edge that can rush the passer, so we need to know where they are at all times, and we have a good plan in place for it.
Their quarterback, Kirk Cousins, I call him a good location anticipation thrower because he's been under pressure, and he throws balls out there, and it just seems like he's throwing it nowhere, but the receiver's right there coming out of a break. His anticipation throws, is that something that the defensive backs have got to be plastered onto their guys so that they don't get lost?
Yeah, absolutely. Kirk has great rhythm and timing in his body and in his feet, and that's where it starts. So he throws the ball before the receivers are open. We call it throwing them open. His anticipation is excellent. He knows where the windows are going to be. So our receivers, they have to understand that when they come out of the break, the receiver comes out of the break, and they come out of the break in transition, that the ball is going to be in the air. They're not going to have much recovery time.
Coach, they've used a lot of different running backs. P. Ryan had over 100 yards last week in the loss against New Orleans. Talk about their running game and sort of the way they'll try to attack your defense.
Yeah, they have it all. They're creative with their run game. They have a lot of pullers at times. They're a good zone blocking team. They like to use the tight ends in there as well with some misdirection type stuff. So they'll try to knock you off the ball a little bit. They'll try to stretch you and cut you, and they do have some designer runs. I think Bill Callahan does a nice job with the designer run game, so we'll have to be on our toes there in a short week.
Okay, Coach, now you're starting a short week, and I would be remiss if we didn't acknowledge the effort that went into getting that second victory. How do you get that third one? Is it a lot easier now that the guys have kind of got that monkey off their back to now focus on the next win?
It's never easy in this league, especially coming off of a big win at home. You got to travel on a short week, so we need to make sure we're on top of our mental preparation. So that's the big key. So it has to happen between the ears. Guys have to be dialed in. They have to be focused in the meetings. That's the biggest part of it in the short week.
Coach, final question for me. Obviously, it's a Thursday game, and we know the challenges of playing on Thursday. But it seems like no one ever complains when the Thursday is Thanksgiving. It's a national holiday. We all have fond memories growing up playing ball and family and turkey and everything else. What does it mean to you to be coaching on Thanksgiving?
Yeah, it's a great opportunity to get out in front of a national TV audience and play on a holiday. I think the players get excited to play on a Thanksgiving. They remember, like you just said, growing up watching teams play on Thanksgiving Day, and it's an honor to play on Thanksgiving night.
Maybe they could all be like Carl Banks and get a sack on Thanksgiving.
That'd be good, right?
Like he did. Yeah. Coach, we appreciate a couple minutes. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
All right, happy Thanksgiving. Thank you.